Okay, so we're just going to begin by following the natural rhythm of our breath. So just breathing in and breathing out. Again, just breathing in and breathing out as we're expanding into the wisdom of the conscious heart and into the temple of the great central sun. Clearing the space. On all levels of our being and around through and between us. Within our higher self. And our spirit body. So breathing in and breathing out. As we're expanding. Noticing a portal of light opening above our head. And drawing us up into this portal of light. Into the temple of the great central sun. Noticing if we're being viewed at the sleep room. I ascended masters. The spiraling blue flame with the ascended master octave is joining to meeting us this evening. As is sacred fire flame of the archangel, so just breathing in and breathing out, and just noticing that they're coming into our presence, breathing in and breathing out. Just breathing in and breathing out. Okay, and tonight, coming into the energy field with a fair amount of force in the energy, actually, is the Ascended Master Serapis Bey. So that's Serpis, second word, Bey. Serapis Bey, who is the Ascended Master, who governs the etheric retreat in Egypt at the Temple of Luxor, helps to govern the flame of purity. Again, breathing in and breathing out, just feeling the beloved presence of Serapis Bey. And the other Ascended Masters who have come to join him this evening. Breathe in and breathe out. Calling forth the flame of purity, helping to clear the third eye. Clearing hearing the energy of truth, clarity, purification, purifying our energy. And along with Archangel, the Archangel that's coming in with therapy today is Archangel Gabriel. So just opening your heart, your feeling body, opening your heart and your feeling body. To the blessings of Archangel Gabriel. These energies are purifying our soul's intention and our higher self. And becoming, one of the requests tonight for Therapy Faye is to begin to become a witness to your own higher self, becoming a witness to your higher self. And in the process of that, you'll also be able to become a witness to other people's higher self. So breathing in and breathing out. And allowing your higher self to become intensified, that third chakra. That third eye chakra. And the brow area, third eye. Becoming intensified, electrified, and purified. Breathing in and breathing out. Allowing this energy to begin clearing the nervous system. So when you start entering into the third eye area, you're not only going to enter into harmonizing the right and left brain hemispheres, connecting the lower mental body to the higher mental body, but also in the energy, being able to clear the nervous system and thought forms. Again, just breathing in and breathing now. So Therapy Faye the Archangel Gabriel are just clearing your nervous system, your spinal column, and your Kundalini energy traveling your spine. Breathing in and breathing out. And part of this energy is going to be about clarifying your intentions. So being able to clarify your intentions. In your mental body, your intentions, and to be able to see more clearly what your intentions are. Because sometimes, you know, as we're kind of existing in life, we think we have one intention, but in truth, we might have something different hanging out in our unconscious. So our intention might be to reach out or have a conversation with somebody, but the deeper unconscious intention might be neediness, or it might be, if we feel wrong, we might want to make them wrong, or it might be that we didn't really want to have a conversation with them at all. So it's that unconscious part. So right now, Therapy's Day is going to be helping us to kind of fine-tune our own deeper intention to know the difference between these energies of our true intention. And being able to own that, feel empowered, say what it is and do it. So just breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And just sort of pick a situation in your life. So just basically pick a situation in your life. You know, right now that maybe you're wondering what your true intention is, or even somebody else's, or what you should do. You need to have clarity about something, relationship, financial issue, health. So just take a moment and connecting into your soul. Picking an issue that you're seeking clarity on. Just breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And dropping down into your belly. The flame of purity is also good for situations that are discordant, stressful, hearing negativity. Breathing in and breathing out. This is clearing all the way through now. I'm just piercing the third eye, piercing the veil of forgetfulness, denialism, manipulations, courting. Again, just breathing in and breathing out. And the flame of purity is almost like it comes in kind of again with sort of a force of energy to it. And it's sort of like it can have kind of a, you know, in its purifying intent, it's almost like a white, you can almost imagine like a white tornado. It just comes in and starts cleaning everything out. So if you did it around a relationship, it'll start bringing you clarity, but also, you know, you're enfolding that other person in clarity, and it'll start clearing their energy field too. So it'll clean up the intentions and the energy between the relationship, the cells, the electrons. Breathing in and breathing out. And just noticing this white tornado of light, clearing out any stagnation, courting negativity, and purifying the electronic energy, which is the pure light of God, the electronic energy back to its original intention. So clarifying that energy back to its original intention. Beyond the projections. Breathing in, breathing out. It can purify money. It can purify your electronics. So basically animate and inanimate objects. Because you have to imagine like the building blocks of creation are these electrons, okay? And the electrons are like this light of God, and they come in pure and in right alignment. But whenever they are projected onto, then what happens is they take on whatever your thought forms or emotions are, and that kind of cloaks them in that energy. And so when you call in the flame of purity, the electronic substance in a relationship, in money, in a car, in a home, in your health, in your body, electrons make up all that, right? And so in that energy, that's what we're clarifying, clearing. And so we're bringing the original intention, the true perfection, back into balance in the energy. Again, share peace day energy. Overlighting you and showing you how to utilize this particular flame of purification back to original truth, clarity. Breathing in and breathing out. So if there's peace day is working with your higher self. I'm showing you how to use, activate the flame of purification. And then the Elohim angel, is Astrea, A-S-T-R-E-A. You can call her in. Astrea's blue lightning, flaming sword angels of purification. That's normally how I do it if I'm going to call in a flame of purity. And the cool thing is that a lot of times, let's say, I used to really enfold myself in the flame of purity a lot, but then I noticed that if I was around somebody that didn't have great energy or something wasn't, I could tell something was out of balance, not going in alignment, or if you're dealing with teenagers, this is a really good one as well. You can call in the flame of purity, Astrea's blue lightning, flaming through the angels of purification around that person, or around my car, or around whatever is going on. And it will actually, when it starts to purify, what happens is it almost forces the person to either raise their vibration, because these beings will start purifying the intention of this other energy, or so they will either not be around you and step all the way out of the energy, or they will bring their vibration up to par. So that's kind of how that works. And it's a very powerful flame, and it's also really good for this particular flame of purity is really also good for addictions of any sort. And so clearing through in your energy field any addictions, they can be emotional addictions, they can be thought form addictions, because usually our thoughts will, you know, have their own neuroemotional pathways that sort of catch the energy and keep pushing it, not necessarily in the right direction. And so just breathing in and breathing out. Clearing that intention, clearing that. It's also really good for denialism, people who are in denial. If you're having communication with somebody, you can call in your higher self and their higher self and unfold in Astrea's blue lightning, flaming through angels of purification to come in and clear the energy. So that will help to kind of clear denialism for you and for them. It kind of transmutes it. Again, it's like that white tornado of energy that comes in and brings purity, clarity, truth to the surface for everybody involved. So the Temple of Luxor and the Flame of Purity is actually one of the hardest flames of creation to deal with, to learn how to master. And so in the Temple of Luxor, one of their common initiations with people would be to try to get an initiate up to a certain level within their mental body, but the test often included being sort of locked in a sarcophagus or a very tight closed-in space. And what would happen is it would be meant to, the energy was qualified to meant to draw out in you any of your greatest fears. Your greatest fears, things that you have not mentally mastered yet, places where you're giving your power away. And, you know, quite often people just didn't make it through that initiation, meaning that the only way not to make it through is usually death. So it was a kind of an intense one. And so some people kind of will just instinctually, if they've had past lives in Egypt or past lives dealing with this particular etheric retreat or being, sometimes almost kind of shy away from it. And people who have the flame of purity as one of their soul attributes can oftentimes be, like I said, I think it's one of the harder energies to deal with, because it will bring up whatever people don't want to see. And people don't like that. And so a lot of times people, if they have the flame of purity where they feel like they have to talk and bring something into justice and bring something to the light, and they just can't stand when something isn't being dealt with or said or put on the table, like they can't stand the white elephant in the room, it will oftentimes be somewhat kind of provocative, you know, and confrontational or challenging for people. And so they, you know, you might feel like people don't like you at first. They may not even know why, but they can feel that you're challenging their denialism. And you wouldn't even necessarily have to say a thing if you carry this particular flame of energy. It'll be sort of a trigger, because these energies move through us whether we are conscious of them or not. They move through our chakra system, and it just depends on what you have developed inside yourself. So just sort of giving you some background on this particular flame and different ways you can use it, but also some of the challenges as well. One of the things I really like doing with it is anytime I clean my house, I'll call in the flame of purity to help clear any negativity, discord, any energies, you know, entities, discarnates, anything that might be hanging out of a lower vibration. It's great for clearing the path, cleaning things up, etc. So even if you just simply use it in your own home, you'll find that your space becomes clearer, because we do tend to kind of dwell within our own thought forms, and those thought forms and emotions sort of take on its own life force, which most of all is felt in our home and in our car as well. So I like to get a smudge stick sometimes and just call on the flame of purity to help clear that. So again, for this evening, we're just wanting to know the truth of our own intentions. And so you might notice throughout the month that you start to, you might become more hypersensitive, hyper-aware inside yourself of what your true intention is versus the one you might have thought. And that's good. That's good information. It can be really helpful. And once you have that information, you can also ask for help from Archangel Gabriel to help help you to move forward, help you to, you know, kind of come into that higher clarity. So just breathing in and breathing out. And we're just asking that our energy fields now be sealed in the eternal flames of peace throughout the month. The Serapis Bay, Archangel Gabriel, and Astria's Blue Lightning, flaming syringes of purification. Archangel Gabriel was also the one that helped Mother Mary with her purpose. And so a lot of times the flame of purity can help you to come back into the remembrance of your true intention, your true purpose. Just breathing in and breathing out, because thanks, this is done, and so it is. And we're complete for this evening. And if you, I'm just going to come back on the line to see if there's any questions or anybody wants to share anything. So does anybody have any questions this evening or anything they want to share? Okay, well, if anything comes up, contact me anytime, and look forward to working with you guys this month. Okay, so we will
thank
talk
you.
To you later.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.